Geez, talk about rugby getting on the back pages the front pages. It normally struggles. But Berkey, as we say good morning to you, mate, Israel Folau, it's just hard to know what he's doing. We'll just give everyone an update what's happening if you're switching on and wondering. It's our intention to terminate his contract. So that's Rugby Australia and the New South Wales Waratahs, who have said about Israel Folau's posts on Instagram, he can't share material on social media that condemns, vilifies, or discriminates against people on the basis of their sexuality. What the hell's happening?
Yeah, TK, and you know what? I don't know. When this came out two nights ago, I think the first thing we have to say is they haven't heard from Israel Folau all Wednesday night. Not yesterday, and then I imagine not today, being at, 7:35 in the morning.
Raylene Castle has said she's spoken to Isaac Moses, who's Israel's manager, but they haven't made contact.
Yeah, correct. With Isaac. So I suppose first and foremost is, and I've looked at the Twitter posts, and I've looked at the Instagram posts, and there's a lot of keyboard warriors out there as well. I don't agree with what he said. But he's allowed to have his say in that regard. I don't believe that what he said is right. And more for the fact that when he did the contract negotiations, it was stipulated that you weren't able to go and post and post stuff that's going to be offensive. And so that's, I think, the story is now, the breach of contract more than anything else. Let's hope he's okay to start with, that he's okay, because we haven't heard him for 36 hours, so to speak. The other part of that is the people who smash him on Instagram and Twitter are sort of doing the same thing. You know, they're having their red hot crack as well. So I don't think it's not the right thing. It's a poor decision making from him. I don't know who's advising him in this regard. I don't know if it's him. We've seen other stuff coming out.
Was it a poor decision? Or a well-planned decision
to get out of.
Yes.
Now, if you're going to get out of something, yes, that would be the way to breach your contract if you want to move on. Then you've got to try and join the dots and say, well, where to next? We saw Peter Beattie come out last night and tweet saying there's no place for this in the NRL. We saw the Japanese rugby union captain come out last night and say a few bits and pieces and say, basically, I don't agree with you. You can have your views. I don't agree with you, but you wouldn't be welcome in Japan. England, I've seen a lot of my mates who played footy over there say, hey, what's going on? Joe Marler posted a photograph last night of two guys together, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's getting claps from Will Carling and other prominent figures over in the UK. So I just don't know where he's going to go, because wherever he goes, his views and what he said of that intolerance is going to be shunned, if you know what I mean. He's going to cop the wrath from over there as well, wherever he goes. I don't know what his next move is. Does he just not want to play? If he just doesn't want to play, say, hey, I'm going to retire. I'm going to finish up, because I don't know where the next step is for him in his sporting career. I just don't.
Yeah, well, I don't know where he's going to go either. I thought yesterday, he might want to come back to rugby league. And then I heard Peter Beattie's comment about, no, he's not going to be welcome back.
Yeah, but who did Peter Beattie consult?
Well, that's exactly right.
See, I reckon rugby league would pick him up in a heartbeat.
Not at my club.
Not at your club?
Not at my
don't
club.
Know.
Your
I don't,
club being?
The club I run.
Yeah. All right.
As many people say, you'd be struggling to recruit 17 players, TK, but not at my club.
Right.
I think your club's got to stand for things, right? Oh, no, when you go to the 100%. Community and you go to the marketplace, your club's got to stand for stuff. And
100%.
And I don't think you can go to the marketplace with Israel Folau in your club.
Well, Butters texts this in, and he's basically talking about he can't understand the stance of the NRL on Israel Folau. And he goes, they're quite happy to have convicted drug dealers, guys convicted of grievous bodily harm.
Yep.
Who have done their time. And
invasions, crimes, everything else. And is his crime, is that far worse?
Yep.
Why can't he play?
Because those... So you're talking Russell Packer. Russell Packer did the crime, went to jail, repented, reformed, and I'm okay with Russell Packer.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, he's saying basically they're convicted.
He's talking about the current guys.
He's talking about... Well, Israel's voiced his opinion... But he's never been convicted of anything. Yet, we've got guys in the game that have been convicted of heinous crimes.
Or sitting out at the moment.
And being allowed to come back into the game.
Yeah.
So basically he's saying, well, what's the difference? See, Israel hasn't been convicted of anything. He's expressed his opinion.
He's been convicted of ignorance. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. But then it becomes a moral issue. Correct. Becomes a moral issue as to what you cite. And I'll go back to those comments where I said at the start. If he's putting his moral thoughts on a certain person, by the way, I failed straight away.
In the morals department?
In that drunk liar. I think, yeah, anyhow.
Don't worry, there's plenty
of people in that fault.
We're all going to the same joint. So.
but on the same token, you know, he's getting smashed at the same time. But
you can't have a person thumbing their nose at their employer.
That's the biggest thing.
No.
Right?
That's the biggest thing. If you or I did that.
He was sat down.
If you or I did that post in this company, TAB or 10 would say, hey, guys, your marching order, there's the front door. Yeah. You wouldn't get an option, would you?
You say whatever you like, but you suffer the consequences.
Yeah. And I think that's where he's falling apart in the delivery of. And I don't know who is giving him this thing, whether it's his church saying it. I saw something posted last night that he's... he was preaching and saying a few bits and pieces about his, you know, giving his own thoughts, and you're allowed to have your own thoughts.
Okay.
Absolutely, you're allowed to have your own thoughts. And now it's going to be brought up because, you know, we're saying, you know, he's going to be against Christianity, this, that, and the other, and blah blah blah. But you know, he's got his own thoughts. I understand that, but he suffers the consequences.
Yeah.
If you've got that long rope, you're gonna literally fall a long way at the same time. Mind you, I did listen to Jeremy Paul the other day. He was on one of the Fox shows, and he actually had a moment of clarity, as they say. JP, great lad, and he said it'd be interesting to see what comes of it. This is before anything happened, because the better players get a longer rope. If that's the case, they get more tolerance, and the I suppose the guys at the lower level, the guys who just grind away and turn him week up, week out, they're the ones that get sort of punted straight away. Mm. But they've taken a good stance. So on that regard, from what they've done, and we have to wait till it's official, I applaud the AAU or Rugby Australia now for taking a stance and making it drawing a line in the sand. Yeah. I wonder how his players are going, because there's a couple of guys who liked that post as well. If you read the news, there's a couple of guys who liked his post in his team. So all of a sudden, I don't know whether it's they're liking the post per se, or they just see it's easy and just go, yeah, like. I need to keep pressing the button. So I wonder how it's going in his teammate. I wonder how. Let's go back to David Pocock.
Well,
I wonder what he's thinking. You know, I wonder what he's saying. Does it create disharmony in amongst the team? You know, when you've got strong beliefs sort of, you know, at either end of the spectrums. What does it do for the rugby now? It opens up a position now for, say, like a Curtly Beale to come back and play 15. It comes for like a Banks to maybe come into the fray there, and Maddox to then sort of, you know, get involved in the team, or Reece Hodge to go back and play fullback. So it's created headaches, but it's created options as well.
I was about to ask you, is it a massive loss? Because you've always said that Israel's a good player, but he's not a great player.
The way I've phrased that, Loz, is he's a very good player, no doubt. His skills and what he does, and we saw last week when he became, you know, Super Rugby's highest try scorer, that ability to catch the ball and do that aerial stuff is quite amazing.
Yeah.
His step is quite amazing. His running ability is quite amazing. What he's done or what he's lacked as a fullback, he hasn't grown, I don't think. I think he came in at a certain level, and he's sort of stayed, maybe gone up a little bit. But he hasn't grown enormously as a player. His kicking skills are just about nil.
Yeah.
His understanding of sort of game planning is a bit nil, as in where to turn up from a fullback position. And we saw last week his passing. His passing is not great. He's not a passer. He's a runner of the ball. So they're trying to make him a bit of a passer of the ball as well. So there are aspects of his game that could get better to be elevated to sort of, you know, way up there.
Yeah.
There's no doubt to saying he's got skills, and will they be lost? Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's the go-to. You know, they sort of throw it to him and say, do something special, Izzy. You know, get us out of jail.
So we're, you know, 12-1, 10-1 to win the World Cup. Are we still that same price?
No, I think we've blown out now. Absolutely.
I've got the price in front of me, but
I understand. And I think people around the world, the teams that are around the world, and when you look at this rugby championship, would go, Yeah, I think the Wallabies will be an easier team now to play without having Folau there, without having the threat of someone like him out the back or on the side. Yeah,
I don't know whether the boys have adjusted that market yet. We're $15 to win the Rugby World Cup. I mean,
Well, it's just got harder. Yeah, let's just say that it's just got harder.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this weekend. Rebels should be winning, mate. They're $1.22 against the Stormers.
Yeah, I the Rebels are flying. You know, the Rebels are flying. You know, they're well coached. Yeah, and you look at this outfit that they've got there. One, as you say, they're well coached. Two, they're getting a good belief in themselves. Mm. Three, they've got a very good forward pack, and four, you've got a back line that's working really well together. So they've got the overall package at the moment.
I know there's still a long way to go, but does Quade Cooper make your World Cup squad?
But you know what? You take away any bias or any history, and you'd have to say yes. You know, you'd have to say yes. He has to be, you know, there or thereabouts in this team. Yeah. You know, Foley's struggling at the Waratahs because the pack's not going forward. You know, I think that's the hard part. So they're trying to create on a pack that's going backwards. And, you know, like last week against Auckland, yeah, they're 14 points down within a couple of minutes. And it's tough to sort of get that parity back again. So they're doing well, but they're not being able to get over the line. Yeah, so Rebels are shoo-in there.
Rebels are shoo-in. $1.60, the Brumbies against the Lions.
Yeah, I like the Brumbies for this one here. Again, they're a team that's they're playing okay. The Lions struggled last week. I picked them up at the top of the High Veld there at home. They got pumped by 40. So then they've got to travel. They'll be tired, sick, sore and sorry. So Brumbies for that one too.
Reds, $4.85 outsiders. Yeah. The Bulls are $1.18. And Brad Thorne has re-signed.
Yeah. I like that Brad Thorne signing. He's just given them a little bit of direction, I think, you know. And you know, you talk about making a stand last year. He sacked three players, just let them play club footy. You got to do that. You talk about having values for your place and your team, TK. You give me the frown at the moment. You don't rate it?
Yeah, well, I don't know what his beef was with Cooper and Genya, but he got rid of them.
Then there was the Carmichael Hunt and James Slipper as well.
Well, they found trouble.
Correct.
They
were able to come back at some stage, but he went, no, I don't want you.
But, you know, everyone's rapping him. They're flat out winning a game.
Yeah, but that comes down to personnel, though, as well, TK. Like, you know, you've got to get the personnel.
Well, I'll guarantee
right.
you one thing. If they keep getting ticks in the loss column and nothing in the win column, he won't be there. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Fire him up, Berkey. Get stuck in. Don't hang back. Have a crack.
Get into him, Berkey.
One of the great sportsmen we've ever seen, by the way, Brad Thorne.
True.
Right?
It has a trophy
but
cabinet.
At the moment, there's a lot of ticks in that L column.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot in the W column.
I think they're going for the three-year plan. Isn't that a coach's prerogative?
I'll tell you what. You plan this. On the way home,
yes.
You want to play like the Masters?
Oh, I'd love to.
Start with the right gear from Drummond.
He'd have all the gear, Berkey. He would look immaculate out on the golf course.
I watched you blokes the other week. What about that? Tuck your shirt in, Loz. Pull your socks up.
At Drummond Golf, they've got huge savings, even for Berkey. 10 to 35% off all the irons, 10 to 25% off all the drivers, 10 to 65% off all balls, 10 to 45% off shoes, 10 to 30% off measuring devices. Laurie had that out earlier, and massive 10 to 60% off all putters. You'll play and save like a pro at Drummond Golf. Sail on right now, Berkey. Get down there, 751.